7. Saturday will start the weekend sunny, high 89.
It's time for the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health, a radio show where all viewpoints are respected. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
Hear thee. Welcome to the Brandon Groover News Hour. I'm joined by my two favorite co-hosts this side of the Mississippi River. We have AJ in the cut. What's up, AJ?
Hello, man. You're looking dressed up this afternoon.
Casket sharp.
Whoa. Uh-oh. I'm sorry to hear that.
Right. What's up, Doug?
Hey, congratulations. You have now completed one full year of these shows.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Happy anniversary to you guys as well.
Thank you.
Couldn't have done it without you all.
It's been a real treasure and a real pleasure for me.
Yes, same here. You all are great pals, and we're doing a great service.
Love doing it.
Thank you. And I want to do a shout out real quick to Duval Flavor. They are a up-and-coming restaurant or seafood restaurant in the Arlington area. They are now hiring. Duval Flavor, 7185 Crane Avenue, Jacksonville, Florida, 32216. They are now hiring. You can call this number, 904-516-4157. Once again, if you want to apply for a job, 904-516-4157. They're looking for cooks and, you know, the whole shebang.
So, helping the free market economy.
Yes. So Duval Flavor.
Mm.
Duval Flavor.
All right. Tasty.
Yes.
And by the way, not that you have to go right this second, but Marty is on the line.
Okay.
You know, and he says, Marty from St. Augustine, whenever Marty gets on the phone with me. And I said, you don't sound like you're in St. Augustine. He says, no, I'm in Daytona Beach.
Right.
Mm. And he's at the big, you know, they brought back the Oktoberfest, the bike festival.
Uh-huh.
And I said, man, I didn't know you were a biker. And he says, yeah, I'm a 6'3" biker.
All right.
6'4", 6'3".
Nice.
Yeah. Marty's the man.
Yeah, so he's listening, and he'll jump in when you entertain the thought.
Okay, we'll bring you in. Okay, so on today, another thing too, another anniversary. I've been in business now for 8 years.
Congratulations.
A presidential term. Elite Home Health is 8 years old. We started the company in 2013, October 13th. We started the radio station the 16th of last year.
Yes.
So. Yes, anniversaries all over the place.
I love it.
Thank you all both for saying I do when I asked you to work with me on this.
Oh, you're welcome, darling.
Thank you. On today's show, we will discuss, I'm going to make you all sad now. On today's show, we will discuss the Democrats' proposal to review every account in the country that has at least $600 in the account. The banks will be required to report any transactions over $600. We will also wrap up our discussion that we had on last week on the need to break up these social media companies. For weeks, we've pushed and pushed for Americans to voluntarily get the vaccine out of fear that the government would use this crisis to push through assaults on our freedom. As the national debt inches close to $30 trillion, the Democrats are seeking a new way to fund our government. Our country is now in a debt trap and will from now on be forced to borrow $1 trillion per year forever, which is unsustainable. However, this power grab by the federal government is excessive. So, AJ, let's run the clip on the $600, folks. Because
tonight, banks and some lawmakers are blasting an idea from the Biden administration, which is trying to crack down on tax evasion by the wealthy. Under the budget bill, a proposal calls for financial institutions to report to the IRS inflows or outflows of an account greater than $600 or for accounts with at least $600 in them. While committed to the idea, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is open to negotiation.
Yes, there are concerns that some people have, but if people are breaking the law and not paying their taxes, one way to track them is through the banking measure. I think 600, but that's a negotiation that will go on as to what the amount is.
Governor Chris Sununu sent a letter to New Hampshire's congressional delegation asking them to oppose the measure, saying this unprecedented federal government overreach would violate the privacy of almost every American family. Triangle Credit Union CEO echoed that in a blog post, adding that the proposal would be a burden for financial institutions.
This is a gross overreach that would dramatically impact our customer base.
The Independent Community Bankers of America represents roughly 5,000 banks across the U.S.
This would directly impact tens of millions of Americans that would now have to report this new information to the IRS that they otherwise don't have.
We're also hearing from our delegation tonight. In a statement, Senator Hassan's office says she has raised concerns about this potential financial reporting requirement. Congresswoman Annie Custer adding that she supports significantly increasing the proposed $600 threshold in order to protect individual privacy. Senator Shaheen's spokesperson says she is committed to protecting families' privacy. And Congressman Pappas says, I continue to share my concerns about this issue with House leadership and my colleagues. Meanwhile, Congress will vote on the proposal sometime soon.
All right, gang, welcome back. And let me go back to what I said about the vaccine. We had this conversation on the air, and we were talking because I know that based on historical events, when you have major crises like the Civil War, when the Civil War happened, we ended up with an income tax, right? World War One and Two, you had a Federal Reserve, you had an FDIC, you had all these major expansions in government, in the government bureaucracy. And I felt, and even if you go back to 2008, when we had the Great Recession, President Obama pushed through the healthcare bill. And what I'm saying is, when anytime we have a major crisis, the government has these little policy manuals that they go dust off, and they push the stuff up because they know that we're all too busy trying to stay alive, trying to find toilet paper, trying to find meat on the shelves, that we're not looking at the changes to the country. And then what happens, once these policies get implemented, you wake up with less freedom than you had the day before. So this is why I was never pushing the vaccine as a way to curtail liberty. I was pushing it in a way to take away the government's excuse to take away our freedom, because every time we've had a crisis in this country, folks take advantage of it and they push through. Like, I don't see what the $600 spy program has to do with the pandemic, but they're using it. We're all distracted. We're all worried about masks and mandates and all this stuff, and nobody's watching the store. And I want to, and if people don't think this is crazy, we live in a, normally it's a voluntary tax system. We're on the honor code normally. You file your taxes, and then the government, then you pay your, what you owe. This is the first time in 300 years of the Republic where the government is going in your, through your paper, through your bank books. This is unprecedented, and we're going to talk about it. And Marty, after the commercial break, I'm coming right to you. So we have a commercial coming up. If you all want to join the discussion, feel free to dial 904-831-0600, 904-831-0600. Catch you on the other side of the commercial break.
All right, we aren't even to the music yet, so okay. We have about a little over a minute.
Okay, gotcha. Sorry, gotcha. Guys. I sung the song too early.
One of the next steps then is if they can go in and look at your bank account, why can't they look in your pocket?
Right.
And see what pocket change you're carrying.
Right.
My concern here is that they're going to say, okay, yeah, $600, mm-hmm. maybe that is too small, and we'll go to $6,000 mm-hmm. or some other number. Mm-hmm. And that's just the way it begins.
They have authorization. Once they have authorization, they're in.
That's right. So, I think they already have, what, $10,000?
$10,000 limit.
And mm-hmm. so this is just an encroachment, and yep. I don't think this is going to end well.
Yeah, this is, we're going the wrong way, folks. This is going the wrong way. But we'll talk on the other side of the commercial break. This is wrong.
It's a Big Brother thing.
Right.
And this is more frightening than the original concept of Big Brother just watching you.
Right, right.
But they're watching stuff that in a free country doesn't make sense.
And they're going to call your wife.
Which is interesting since I'm not married.
But anyway. Right.
But Brandon Groover and Doug coming back here. And we'll be back with Marty just a few minutes away here on the Brandon Groover News Hour. Frito-Lay has been a proud part of the Florida community for over 60 years. Their team produces some of America's favorite snacks, including Lay's potato chips, Doritos, and Cheetos. Today, the local Frito-Lay job site provides jobs for approximately 375 full-time associates. And the company is looking to grow the team and is hiring right now for a variety of positions. Frito-Lay's benefits include a retirement plan, 401k, health care, paid vacation, and more. Pay ranges from $17.62 to $33 per hour with room for advancement. Join the team at FritoLayEmployment.com. That's FritoLayEmployment.com. PepsiCo and its Frito-Lay division are an equal opportunity employer. Female, minority, disability, protected veteran, sexual orientation, gender identity.
Let's get back to the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
Okay, gang, welcome back. I'm coming to you 1 second, Marty. But like I said, this is a fundamental shift between the people and the government. Because historically, for the past 300 years, you get a W-2. You file your taxes, you calculate how much you owe, and you pay. Never in the history of this republic has the government been able to go through your bank accounts. Remember the whole Revolutionary War about taxation without representation? Now they're in your bank account. And I want to add this before we move on to Marty. The U.S. government has always operated on the honor code. Each year, Americans self-report their income and pay the assessed tax. This changes the fundamental relationship between the American people and the government. Instead of ruling the government, our new government is beginning to embrace despotic tendencies. The Constitution clearly outlaws unreasonable search or seizure. The IRS will have access to The IRS having access to every bank account is just that. Marty, jump in, my man. I can't believe I'm saying this stuff in the United States, by the way.
First, it's always a pleasure listening to your show.
Thank you.
Being part of it. I just want to mention to people that if you look at Nazi Germany, before it really got bad with the Holocaust, it was very similar in terms of they were going wild. If you ever see the movie Cabaret, it gives you an idea of, it's fiction, but it gives you an idea of what's going on in Germany. And now, between rioting to have abortion and everybody wants to be high on marijuana, and they don't understand that the government wants them to be high, so they don't understand what's going on. And you know what? I wonder if there's organizations like the ACLU and other organizations that this stuff is going on. And I want to say also that as far as the media, all of the channels connected with NBC, CNBC, MSNBC, those are all propaganda for the Democrats.
Yep.
And so they're not going to say anything that's good for us.
Yep.
I'm not going to mention any stations because I don't consider anybody as conservative. Maybe they broadcast some conservative stuff. Your station is touted as conservative. And it's pretty good. But the thing is, people better get involved. And all these other things, like I think that the controversy with the vaccine is just a smokescreen. It's a red herring. Everybody is going to focus on the vaccine. Meanwhile, the government is doing all of this stuff.
Yep.
Like I told you last week or the week before, eventually this country is going to be worse, or as they say in Brooklyn, worser than Venezuela, because we're bigger. But I think that it's where it's going to. A little parenthetical note, the IRS, aren't those the people that eventually got Al Capone?
Yep.
They couldn't get Al Capone for anything else, so they got him for tax evasion.
Yep.
All right? Well, I want to tell you something. I'm not Al Capone. You're not Al Capone. They should go after the big people and leave us alone.
Yep.
Little people have a hard enough time as it is.
Yep.
Anyway, that's what I have to say.
Well, thank you, Marty. Thank you, Marty. Thank you. Thank you, Marty. Thank you. Thank you, my man. Always good to hear from you, and we value your perspective all the time. But, like, you know what's crazy? I'm almost having to pinch myself that we're even having this. I don't believe the words that are coming out of my mouth. That's Chris Tucker on Rush Hour. Mm-hmm. I can't believe I'm actually saying this stuff. But look at the change we've had in this country from when Trumpy was in the chair to now.
Mm.
This is insane.
Yeah.
This is insane. And anybody, this is not, I'm a Democrat, okay? But this is not Democratic or Republican. This is a civil liberty issue. The government does not have the right to be monitoring your spending habits.
I think that's brilliant how you took it right to the Constitution with unreasonable search and seizure.
Yes.
So now they have the ability to look in your bank account.
Right.
What else can they look at?
And you know something? And I always, the best way to kind of know when the government is doing the wrong thing, you kind of look back at black history. Because black history is like a microcosm of tyranny, because it was tyranny in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But even, there's a video that went viral of the police stopping this African-American guy, and he threw the drugs in the car. So what would stop the government from putting certain things on your tab?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
sure.
Oh, you did this, you know, you here's the receipt. I mean, I'm just saying, the government and bank accounts don't mix.
Because
it's the same account they're going to use when they indict you on something. So they shouldn't have access to that. Something's not right here.
So how do you stop it? I mean, okay, first of all, if it gets passed, can it be unpassed?
Well, if President Biden signs it, even if the Republicans take back the House, let's say that President Biden signs this document. What's the odds of him signing something to repeal it?
It's true.
So you're going to have a situation where once this, I've never saw an instance when the government gives something and they will get something and give the power back.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is, like, best case scenario, the Democrats will lose the House or the Senate, but how are you going to get Joe Biden to repeal it? You have to beat him in 2024 and hope the Democrats don't filibuster the attempt to take it out.
Yeah.
This is a hot mess, folks. Darren, jump in, my brother. I can't believe I'm saying this stuff on the air.
Can't believe that you're saying Darren, jump in, or can't believe.
Jump in, Darren. I can't believe I'm saying this stuff about the IRS, but go ahead.
All right. Well, with regards to the whole conversation with IRS, this is an example of what happened with Trump.
Mm-hmm.
The Trump scared the political elite,
mm-hmm,
because they found out they're not really in charge.
Right.
You know, the people are, the voters are really in charge.
Mm-hmm.
But now the political elite have to get the power. They have to.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer, as they say, smoke and mirrors. It's just simply, they're taking over. And it's not just one party. It's both parties. It's the political elite as a whole. They want us to be distracted by the game. They wanted us to be distracted by COVID. They wanted us to be distracted by all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're just making the move and doing what needs to be done. And the $600 thing, they're going to see where your contributions go. They're going to see, because let's look at it. Now, what's the chance of an independent running now?
Right.
You know, if an independent comes in and says they're going to run for president and the IRS is monitoring the contributions to that independent, they can therefore control or censor that independent by taking away the contribution.
Right.
Or at least making the funds unavailable to... You know, what they're doing is what we do to terrorist countries.
Mm.
And so now we have to ask the question, does our own government see the people of the United States as the terrorists?
Well, they were sicking the FBI on parents at PTA meeting, well, school board meeting. So we're kind of getting close to the Rubicon. But Darren, you got a lot of feedback in the background, so I'm going to have to move on to the next caller. But thank you, Darren. Thank you. He had a lot of feedback in the background. JC, jump in, my man.
So, you know, you were mentioning it's not a Democratic or Republican thing. It's a civil rights thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, really, it's a Federal Reserve thing. And I'm sorry, I was supposed to email you a link to that documentary.
Mm-hmm.
And I lost your email, but...
Okay, GrooverJAC at gmail.com. GrooverJAC at gmail.com. Go ahead, JC.
So, you know, since 1912, when the Federal Reserve came into existence, mm-hmm. we went from we the people to they the banks, and they've been running it ever since. I mean, Janet Yellen is, oh my gosh, she's a witch. They all are. They're it's just messed up. And, you know, I was so happy in 2012 on the campaign trail, the Republican Party, when crowds were yelling, "End the Fed! End the Fed!" I mean, you know, and you listen to Fox Business News, and Neil Rubuto mm-hmm. would go crazy about it, you know. Mm-hmm. And we had the law, we had bipartisan, we had enough both Democrats and Republicans sign on to the Federal Reserve Transparency Act, where we audit the Federal Reserve. You know, I can't think of any company that's been around for 100 years. What company's been around for 100 years that hasn't been audited?
Federal Reserve. That's it.
Well, that's true, but also the mafia.
Right.
The two organizations that haven't been audited is the mafia and Federal Reserve. But although, you know, Giuliani did get some of them audited in New
right.
York, and now they're trying
mm-hmm.
to take away his law license.
Mm-hmm.
He's the Elliot Ness of our time.
Mm.
So, until the Federal Reserve is audited and we go back to free market banking, it doesn't, man, it's like this, you know, everybody's talking about Democrats and Republicans. It's like they're the team playing, and everybody's looking at either one of the other teams,
mm-hmm.
but it's the referees that are controlling the game you need to be looking at.
Right.
That's the Federal Reserve.
Yep.
And they're just laughing at us, man. Dumb Americans. They think Democrat, Republican. It's about freedom and slavery, man. I mean, we're about to become debtor serfs. You know, we're about to become debtor slaves. I think right now we're communist serfs, socialist serfs. We're about to become. If that $3.5 trillion passes, man, we are debtor slaves is what we're gonna be.
Yep, Chris, man, I feel your sentiment. I'm with you. You know, I can't come on the feds though. You know, we talked about that before. But like I said, it's a free platform. I agree with what you're saying. You know, I just can't say it, but I agree with you. If that gives you any solace. But yeah. What you got, Doug? This is a crazy show.
So what I'm hearing is the true emotion there.
I feel it.
Yeah, yeah, and I think that it's going to just get hotter and hotter if we keep on going in this direction.
Yep, I agree. But the thing is, Nancy Pelosi. And by the way, our prayers with President Clinton. I think he's in the hospital. You know,
well, hopefully they say that he's on the mend, and hopefully mm-hmm. that's accurate information.
Okay, good. We'll keep him in prayer. You know, because on this show, you know, we love all our presidents, Democrats and Republicans. But you know, this is a hot mess.
Mm-hmm.
This is a hot mess. The fact that, as I was saying before, Nancy Pelosi was asked about how unpopular this was, and she was like, "Okay."
Well, she doesn't really care.
Right, she doesn't care.
She's going to retire soon.
Right, right.
Or else she's hoping to somehow slip into the presidency chair.
Right.
She's close to it.
Yep, third
It's kind of unbelievable what's going on,
yeah,
really.
I can't believe I'm saying this.
But, you know,
stuff.
Dennis Prager, who's been on this station for years
mm-hmm.
in the evening now, he says, you know, whatever the left touches, it destroys. And he's not wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, it's rough stuff. Well, folks, hang through. We're going to all go take a chill pill, and we'll be back here in 2 minutes.
Let's breathe.
You're listening to the Brandon Groover News Hour on Talk Radio WBOB. If you want to get in the conversation, 904-831-0600.
AM 600 and 101.1 FM, the conservative voice of Jacksonville, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters. Former President Bill Clinton is recovering from a urological infection in a Southern California hospital. An aide said Friday the former president was in an intensive care section of the hospital, though not receiving ICU care. The aide, who would not allow his name to be used, did not elaborate on the reason Clinton was in the ICU. He said Clinton had a urological infection that spread to his bloodstream but is on the mend and never went into septic shock, a potentially life-threatening condition. Hillary Clinton was with him in the hospital, though not his daughter Chelsea Clinton. There was no immediate word on any timeline for Clinton's release. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 382 points, the NASDAQ rose 73, the S&P advanced 33, oil up 94 cents to close at $82.25 a barrel. This is SRN News.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good day, I'm Jerry Lederman. Governor Ron DeSantis plans to challenge President Biden's requirement for masks or regular testing at work. When the president's plan goes to court, the governor predicts the state will win.
I do think Biden's employer mandate, the mandate on private businesses, will go down.
The governor's remarks came as he promoted monoclonal antibody treatment at a clinic in Fort Myers. The presidential action could be official next week. Police in Glynn and Brunswick County say they're ready for the trial of three men accused of killing Ahmaud Arbery. Jury selection in that case starts Monday. Police have been planning for the trial since July. They have set up a unified command to support peaceful demonstrations that could take place during the trial. The 12 jurors who will decide the fate of the three men will be picked from a pool of 1,000 summoned for jury duty. Because of COVID protocol, 600 will report Monday. The other 400 will be at the courthouse on Tuesday. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
We got a crash now on I-95 northbound at Atlantic Boulevard, blocking the left lane, so there's some big delays with that. Also an accident, I-95 northbound at the ramp to Bowden Road, blocking the off-ramp right lane. And there's apparently a disabled vehicle on the West Beltway, 295 northbound at the ramp to Blanding Boulevard. Mostly clear tonight, low 67. Saturday will start the weekend sunny, high 89.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle. And done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 1526479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
You hear the news those in power want you to hear every day. You can't avoid it. Is it real? Is it factual? Here's a challenge. Listen to the conservative voices on WBOB for a week. Now you have another side to consider. Which will you choose to listen to after that? It's a free country. You get to choose. The conservative voice of Jacksonville. This is AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Let's get back to the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
Okay, gang, welcome back to the News Hour. Sobering call. On the show last year, we talked about what happens to Republicans when they kind of go
between 250 years to 300. If you look at the Roman Empire, the Roman Republic survived about 200 years. For some reason, when countries are around for over 200 years, they kind of start going towards despotism, tyranny, and we are going the wrong way. This is unconstitutional. You know, I hope Senator Manchin and Sinema, I finally got her name right.
Sinema.
Senator Sinema, who they chased in the restroom. They chased the senator in the restroom. You saw that?
I did see that.
She was chased in the restroom by the mob. So, and maybe we should ask John Rutherford, why is it that Congress people don't have better security? I didn't think you should be able to chase a senator into the restroom. Mm-hmm. What if they had a gun and popped her? You know, that could have gotten ugly. But like we were saying, folks, so basically, based on the current law in the books, if you have a checking account and you have over $600 in deposits into that account, the bank will be required to turn those transactions over to the IRS. And what the IRS will do, and check this out, Doug, let's say that you file your taxes, mm-hmm. but you forget that I went to the bank and deposited $600 into your account.
Right.
Guess what happens? You're money laundering at that point.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Now you're in trouble.
Yep.
It's sort of like there's...
Just by mistake. Yeah. You forgot. Mm-hmm. Your CPA filed the wrong return.
So I think where we're getting to the point is you can't live a day without breaking some law.
You must be perfect at all times. You must become Jesus.
it's difficult.
Yes.
I'm trying.
He only did it for 33 years. You got to do it for a lifetime.
That's right.
But, folks, that goes to neighborhood. Got anything else?
That's amazing.
A long march towards tyranny.
Yeah. So what can we do?
People, listen. If the Democrats don't back down, folks, you got to vote Republican. I hate to say it. And for all these people out here who may call in and say you're switching on to your party, this isn't about party. It's about freedom. We're going the wrong way. You ever saw Chainsaw Massacre? She said, "We're going the wrong way. We're going the wrong way." Mm-hmm. This is not what you're supposed to do in a capitalistic economy. The government mm-hmm. does not have a right. An IRS agent does not have a right to know how I spend my money.
So the pushback there from the world mm-hmm. is that they're going to start saying, well, so why do we need a capitalist society? Why don't we have a socialistic society where the government does control everything?
You want my answer to that?
I do want your answer to
that. Because government can't do the simple things right. The government cannot. Okay, I believe it was President Reagan. He brought over one of the Soviet Union prime ministers. And he took him over to the United States and he showed him how our market economy works. And he said, wouldn't you like to live in a country where all this stuff is on auto drive, where you don't have to sit there and make a decision about the price of eggs and the price of milk and, you know, this and that and that and that. Like, Reagan was like, this thing is on autopilot. Mm-hmm. All I have to do is protect, you know, do national security, you know, make sure the FAA, make sure the airlines fly safely, you know, just around the edges. But you don't want the government having to make a decision because people make mistakes. So you don't want the government, if you have one bad leader, and he controls everything, he's going to mess you and the country up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Soviet Union wasn't doing too well because they started falling apart after they brought the Berlin Wall down when that famous speech that Reagan made and bring this wall down,
right?
And they did.
Right.
They
did. Mm-hmm. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Sounds just like him.
Joe Biden, tear up this proposal. It makes no sense.
But I think the Democratic Party is certainly not the party of John F. Kennedy.
No.
And people, you know, not that far past in the distance here, in the past, I should say. But it's kind of gotten more to the left than ever.
Yeah, I don't think Obama will win. Because I remember they tried this in 2008 to pay for the health care bill. And they were going to require a 1099 for every transaction over $600. And Obama was like, hey, I can't do that.
But they never let these things die.
Right. They keep bringing them back.
I mean, the healthcare thing, like we were talking about earlier, was mm-hmm. was brought in, and you were pointing this out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's once you have a disaster, people start thinking, "Oh, what are we going to do?" And then that's when the Democrats come in with their lightning, attack.
Yep.
And it's like, "Oh, this is what we're going to do," because they wanted that health care.
Yep.
Since when President Clinton and Hillary was the one that was really kind of cheerleading for health care, and they never let that go away.
Yep. Yep.
But, and the affordable health care is not exactly what it turned out to be.
It's not affordable.
So what you're talking about is changing the electorate or changing how people vote. And you've mentioned in the past about how, in general, blacks vote as a block for the Democratic Party.
Yep.
And so you're asking at this point for people to say, no, we're going to vote based on some other criteria.
Yeah.
So how do you deprogram people to start thinking, it's not just because my grandpappy mm-hmm. voted Democrat, mm-hmm. now I'm going to.
Well, the thing is, too, this movie has got old. Every 2 to 4 years, the Democrats run, and they say we're going to improve the lives of the community. Mm-hmm. Well, the communities have only gotten worse and worse and worse. President Biden, in his latest bill, proposed slashing $30 billion from HBCUs, historical black colleges, universities. Mm-hmm. That's like cutting money from the Israelis. That's sacred. Like HBCUs and, AIPAC, the Israeli lobbyists. Like certain things politicians know that you don't do. You don't cut money from HBCUs. But President Biden, for some reason, feels that he would get a pass for doing that. And I believe strongly that...
he's not your friend.
Yeah, right.
He's not your friend. And, President Trump was really... I mean, when you think about it, I'm surprised his hair didn't flip off his head. I mean, it might have in the wind a couple times. But I'll tell you what.
Ouch.
The thing is, now, and I say that in a loving way, Donald, if you're listening, Mr. President, just a joke.
Right,
but anyway,
right.
But the thing is, President Trump was portrayed as against all immigrants, all black people, any minority. President Trump hated them. You know what? He was not. He was not a racist of any kind.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Trump gave historically black college. Let's look locally. Edward Water College became a university because of all the money they got from the Trump administration. Bethune-Cookman became a university. So in our own backyard, we saw unprecedented levels of investment from the federal government under President Trump towards HBCUs. Look at the First Step Act, where a lot of the bad policies from the Clinton-Biden crime bill were repealed. Over 16,000 people were released, under the CARES Act and, under President Trump. So, my thing is this. You have to have your pros and your cons on both sides of the sheets. And as a group, under this administration, African Americans are doing worse. Mm. And I'll accept any caller who calls to challenge me on that view. But when you have the Biden administration proposing $30 billion in cuts to HBCUs when it was the black community that voted in large step to put him in the White House, and this is the thing that they get, I think the light bulbs are going to come on.
Hmm.
Either you don't care, you take them for granted, one or the other. I have nothing to lose.
So, seen any polls lately? Have you seen a shift? Has there been a shift?
I think right now people are very disturbed. People in the black community are very disturbed because, you made Trump out to be this Nazi, and the folks are doing worse under Biden. I got a phone call coming in. I look forward to taking it on the other side of the commercial break. So if you want to join the conversation, 904-831-0600. Area code 904-831-0600. Welcome to the Free Thinking Show.
Free Thinking Show.
Yes, sir.
That's the new moniker.
That's right.
Good.
So we got a commercial coming up.
Is this the Pepsi commercial?
Yeah, Pepsi. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we got more coming up here. It's the Brandon Groover News Hour. If you want to be a part of the program, one big segment still left. Give us a call, 904-831-0600. It's the Brandon Groover News Hour on Talk Radio, WBOB. Frito-Lay has been a proud part of the Florida community for over 60 years. Their team produces some of America's favorite snacks, including Lay's potato chips, Doritos, and Cheetos. Today, the local Frito-Lay job site provides jobs for approximately 375 full-time associates. And the company is looking to grow the team and is hiring right now for a variety of positions. Frito-Lay's benefits include a retirement plan, 401k, health care, paid vacation, and more. Pay ranges from $17.62 to $33 per hour with room for advancement. Join the team at FritoLayEmployment.com. That's FritoLayEmployment.com. PepsiCo and its Frito-Lay division are an equal opportunity employer. Female, minority, disability, protected veteran, sexual orientation, gender identity.
Let's get back to the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
Okay, AJ, who's first?
Let's just do it this way. We're kind of jumping here, but we've got Lisa. Lisa is on the line, and she wants to respond about the IRS and the $600 deal on deal.
Okay, jump in, Lisa. Lisa, are you there?
Can you hear me, sir?
Yep, I hear you now. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Hey, I'm really enjoying your show.
Thank you.
Regarding the $600 thing, I'm not quite sure on the details that's coming down and where that is exactly, but I don't get it, because what about unwarranted searches and seizures?
Absolutely.
You know, that's like in the Constitution.
Yep.
And the other thing is, it seems like, you know, when the whole COVID thing hit, people started putting up these signs that said, you know, we don't accept coins because there's a coin shortage. Not really aware of a coin shortage, but it seems like all part of the same game where everything is purposely being changed to electronic so that it can be monitored by whoever, whether it's your credit card company or our fine government in the IRS department. Anyway, those are the thoughts I wanted to share.
Okay, thank you, Lisa. Doug, we talked about that off air about the unreasonable search and seizures, but this is really crazy that we're even having to discuss this stuff. And what you can do, folks, if you're a Democrat or Republican, call your congressperson, call Al Lawson, call Rutherford. Call Senator Scott, Rubio, call somebody. We got to stop this train. It's going the wrong way.
Calling a higher
way.
Power.
Right.
Yeah. And
call
on
Jesus.
We have Darren back on the line without the background. And he wants some suggestions here. He wants to get in on the conversation about the country going the wrong way.
Okay. All right, Darren, jump back in, my man.
Yeah, with regards to your question, what are we to do about this situation? I think we need to learn from the progressive move. How does a young lady that graduated from the University of Boston in economics end up in the in Congress? She goes to a place where there's very low voter turnout. You know, the area, the district that she is in is a gimme, you know, to anything that has agenda. And so she taught the people one thing. That is, there are districts that don't care. They just want to be left alone. And that's what that district is, and that's what a lot of the districts in throughout the United States. But we got to get people motivated back to caring, not just Republicans. That's the problem. The Republicans are getting the Republicans to care, but nobody's getting the Democrats to care anymore.
You know something else too, Darren? I agree with you. But Doug and I talked about this the other last week.
And I feel that Republicans could do a better job selling the message. And also the Republican, because see, the thing is, back in the day before President Trump got in the chair, both parties felt that it was okay for China to steal all of our jobs. If you cared about American jobs being protected, you were called a protectionist. And I never understood how being a protectionist was bad when you're protecting your own people. I never understood that. So what I'm saying is, what the Republican Party needs to do, these issues that the Democrats are bringing up or the media are bringing up, the Republicans need to come with an answer on how, A, the policies work, or B, how they're going to fix these issues. Like, even the reason people like AOC wins is because they go into communities that are desperate, that have fallen on hard times, and the status quo politicians on both sides of the aisle are like, they don't care. Because AOC beat an established Democrat to take his position. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
And then she didn't have to run against a Republican because the Democrats thought that district was just a plain old shoe.
It was gerrymandered. Yeah, it was a gerrymandered district. Mm-hmm.
Same way with Pelosi. Pelosi hasn't run against anybody for years.
Right.
Because, you know, she's just a shoo-in. And all these areas that are putting all these people that are really running this place down are places that are just putting the same people in over and over and over. And so we've got to empower the people to say, hey, you know, look, you can make a decision and you can vote this person. You can get rid of this person. Your vote matters, because eventually the votes aren't going to matter.
Right, I agree. But another thing too, like I said, the Republican Party, even in Jacksonville, the Republican Party has to modernize its platform. I'm all about capitalism. I'm all for the economy. But the Republican Party is silent on a lot of these issues. You know, there are certain issues that affect the like, I always make the connection between white voters in the Midwest and black voters in the inner city. They both suffer from deindustrialization policies. So I believe any politician like a Trump or DeSantis, or it could be a Democrat, if they come with solutions on how you're going to provide relief or provide jobs or jumpstart an economy in certain areas of the country, you will get buy-in. See, the Democrats are selling socialism, which is just a Band-Aid. You know, we'll get you some money. You're suffering, so we'll get you some money. The Republicans should be coming with policies. Hey, we're going to create jobs. And I think if a person would want a job over a government gimmick all day long. So, but the Republican Party has to pull its head out of the sand and come and be aggressive about going after black votes and also going after votes in Rust Belt areas. And I believe they have failed in that area. Dean Black, I'm talking to you.
Yeah, I wish that the news media would get out of the dialogue, because they need to stop giving their commentary. They need to stop giving their point and their perspective, because a lot of times, like, for example, what Seneca and Manchin is doing is actually doing their job. They're representing their constituents.
Right.
They're not representing their party.
Right.
They're representing their constituents, the people who voted for them to do the job.
Right.
And so for AOC or for any of these clowns up in Washington to come back and say, well, they're standing against their party. No, they're doing their job. They're standing for their people.
Yep, I agree.
All senators and congressmen should be doing.
Yep,
standing for the people.
Yep, I agree. I agree, Darryl. I got a call behind you. I agree with you.
No,
but thank you, my brother. But like I said, over and over, I said something blue in the face, and it's hard for a black man to turn blue, but I keep saying it till I turn blue. But the Republican Party is going to have to come up with a way to address these issues. Trickle down economics, that stuff is not going to fly. It may work in theory, but when your house is being foreclosed, you don't hear about no trickle down economics. You want to hear about how I'm going to get a job. And the Republican Party, and Trump started with the Platinum Plan. He had an agenda to address these issues in the black urban area. But the media totally ignored him, and he kind of took the bait on some other issues. But I have Anthony on the line. I think, Anthony, you're going to be the last call for the day. Jump in, my man.
All right. I was just calling to say what you said is right about the cut for the HBCU colleges.
Mm-hmm.
But what effect it would have in the black community, I think, is virtually none.
Mm-hmm.
Because I hate to say it, but I just don't think we're aware of what really goes on. We mm-hmm. hear what we hear on the news, and mm-hmm. I think if one thing Trump brought out, it was the fake news.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned that late in life, you know, that it's really just as fake as he said it is.
Yeah, that's true. But you know what, Anthony? I watched a piece, and I meant to do it today, but we lost time. But that, there was a piece where university professors, I think the university professor of an HBCU up in Louisville was doing a press conference about all of the black colleges being cut. This is how it would hurt the Democrats. If you have black kids on HBCU campuses and they're told your scholarship has been cut or your funding has been cut because of Uncle Joe, they're going to show him the dough. Because those are that's the base. The college students are the base of the Democratic Party. But go ahead, Anthony. You can jump back in.
Well, I wish I could agree with you, but I can't.
Okay, well,
because I think it's going one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
It's going back to a policy that Trump did, and that's all blacks need to hear is that this is a policy of Trump, and that's the way the media presents it.
Yeah, but a $30 billion cut is hard to $30 billion is a hard cut to mask. I'm pretty sure that's gonna hurt some people on the college campus. But but you know, but we'll see. But I just think when folks hear a headline, because Yale's budget didn't get cut, Harvard's budget didn't get cut, this cut was done specifically to HBCUs. So I just think that President, because a lot of people were telling the you know, the black voters that, hey, Biden is bad for you. But when Biden actually does dumb policies like this, they're like, see, I told you so. So I think it's going to be very hard for him to bob and weave a $30 billion cut to HBCUs. You know, if he can pull it, I mean, he got away with telling Charlemagne that if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. So if he get away with this, then I believe that Joe Biden is the GOAT. He's the MVP of all time. If he can do a $30 billion cut to HBCUs and get reelected, that guy, he has that fire, as young people say.
Oh, yeah.
But thank you, Anthony.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to the show, and thank you for calling in, my man.
Mm-hmm.
What you got, Doug?
Well, I'm curious about, if Anthony's still there, I'm curious about how, if he's seen a change in his thinking over the years, and at what point did that really happen?
You there, Anthony?
Yes. And to be honest with you, it happened with the election of Donald Trump.
Mm.
I voted for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And I was ready to change to Republican. I've been a Democrat, you know, like you've been talking,
mm-hmm.
all of my life. I'm mm-hmm. 74 years old now.
Mm-hmm.
And then after I saw what was going on with Trump, I said I was going to change to Republican.
Mm-hmm.
But then after I saw how the Republicans were reacting to the Trump election, I decided to go independent because from where I saw it, one wasn't any better than the other.
Right. And that's what I'm saying, too. And thank you, Anthony. That's why I'm saying the Republican Party is not just enough to be anti-Democrat. They have to come with some policies to make folk feel like they have a place within that party as well. And I don't feel they've done enough on that specter. But thank you all for tuning in.
Next week's going to be interesting because I think we ought to discuss about how this big change has come along, and you're the expert on that.
Well, let's do it.
All right, good. But
let's do it.
We'll talk about it
in a week.
In a week, it'll be here before you know it.
Right.
Have a safe weekend.
Thank you, my man.